KMAN 10 Focus, Riley County Extension Ag Agent Greg McClure joining us here for the program. We talked about a lot of things already, and it's springtime. That means a lot of planting for a lot of folks on the farm.
It's springtime. I was out walking across the field by my house the other day, and I told you I thought I had decent surface moisture, and I thought, wow, I could plant this. Problem is, it's March. But I shouldn't be planting corn in March, should I? No, I shouldn't. No. Generally, just for our non-farm audience, when do we plant corn? Farmers normally start planting corn after the 1st of April. And okay. Then it really depends on what the soil temperature is. Soil temperature needs to be at least 50 degrees at 2-inch depth, kind of midday. And so we want it to stay that warm before we plant corn. And if it's warmer, the corn will come up quicker. And so, a week or two later is fine. It's just a matter of we want to get our corn in, get it planted, get it out, or get it pollinated before it gets really hot in the summertime. So that's kind of the trick of when do we plant it. Plant it so it'll come up, so it won't sit there and rot in the ground or come up with an uneven stand. And so 50 degrees is kind of the temperature. 55 would be better, and then go to it.
And what about soybeans and milo?
So soybeans, so what we do, we plant our corn first, then we'll move to soybeans. Soybeans, we usually start about mid-May around here. We want it to be 60-degree soil temperature before we plant soybeans. And then milo, grain sorghum, that's the third crop that we plant in the spring in this country. 70 degrees is ideal. We can plant at 60, 65 and still be okay. It won't rot in the ground, but we want that seed to pop right up.
We had a story here a couple of weeks ago about the conditions of wheat across Kansas. Around these parts, what are you seeing?
I'm seeing most of it still in pretty good shape. And wheat is, I come from with a different perspective than folks who grew up here. I grew up 180 miles west of here, and so, things always look better here than what I was used to growing up. Wheat can handle an awful lot. And so if we get rains later in the spring, if we have a cool spring, we can still end up with a great wheat crop.
Well, we've accomplished our goal of getting you out the door by 9:30 so you can mosey on over to your next meeting.
Excellent. My next meeting is to go plan for summer camp.
Summer camp?
4-H camp.
Awesome.
So that's what we're doing starting at 9:30.
Sounds like a good time. Greg McClure?
It is a good time. I always enjoy camp.
Always a pleasure to have you in. It's even better when I get to be the one on this side of the glass with you.
You're actually doing all right.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate
that.
I needed the ego boost today. Coming up next, we're going to be visiting with some folks from the Riley County Senior Center. We're going to be talking about nutrition and meals. Margaret Abbott and Ken Johnson are going to be joining us here in the studio on KMAN's In Focus when we return.